This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. Got Ben Tershin coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about meditation and how you can use meditation to get through this crazy, chaotic time, and how you can use meditation to get through any crazy, chaotic time. And, of course, the most relevant, crazy, chaotic time that we all have to deal with is called life. It's called reality. Winston Churchill famously said, "History is one damn thing after another." And that's actually what life is. It's one damn thing after another. It's like an obstacle course. You got to jump through hoops every day. You got to jump through hoops every minute of every day. And this is just another, this craziness that's going on currently. COVID-19 and coronavirus craziness that's going on currently is just another hoop that we got to jump through. And what that means is we will get very good at jumping through hoops if we take advantage of these opportunities. And meditation is one of the all-time great strategies for jumping through hoops, for getting us through the obstacle course of life, the obstacle course called life. I've been meditating myself since 1988, since I was 27, 28 is when I started meditating. I got the idea I had to meditate. Something just told me, you got to sit still. Meditation is just being still. And if you're out there thinking that you take a walk every day and that's your meditation, that's not what meditation is, in my opinion. Meditation is accessing the still point, the eye of the storm, the eye of the hurricane. We all have an eye to our hurricane. The metaphor of an eye to of an eye in a hurricane is very apt. And the idea there of an eye being at the center of a hurricane, a still small point at the center of a hurricane, is kind of an intriguing concept. You got a hurricane where things are being thrown all over throughout the air. You got trees being uprooted and cars being tossed around like they're child's toys. And then within all that activity, within all that dynamism, within all that energy, you have a still small point at the center. That is an amazing concept, and it's an amazing metaphor. It's a very apt metaphor for how we live our lives. Meditation is accessing the still small point that we all have at our center, and it can give you a tremendous amount of power when you are rooted in that still small point. We're going to talk to Ben Tershin about how to use meditation in a secular way. It can be a very powerful spiritual tool, because if you really, really dive deep, you'll realize that still small point is the zero point field or God, and you can actually use that to tap into spirituality. And nonetheless, you don't have to be spiritual to understand how to leverage the power of meditation. We're going to talk to Ben Tershin information at the bottom of the hour and take your calls in our next segment. If you want to purchase longevity products, as always, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team over our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Now is the best time ever to start a home-based business, especially a home-based business that is based in nutritional supplementation. Dietary supplements, by the way, sales of dietary supplements are going through the roof, not surprisingly. It's interesting how, when push comes to shove, a lot of us are skeptical of the medical model. I'm not blaming doctors here. The medical model of treating the symptoms rather than the causes. This is from the journal Nutritional Outlook. Dietary supplement sales skyrocket during coronavirus pandemic. Dietary supplement sales are skyrocketing. Nutritional Outlook spoke to market researcher IRI out of Chicago and other supplement leaders about what supplements the market can expect to see moving forward. And not surprisingly, zinc and vitamin C led the list. I've been talking about zinc and vitamin C for a long time. Zinc and vitamin C are probably the two most important, two most powerful immune boosters, but others are, that doesn't mean that they're the only ones. Vitamin A is very, very important for the immune system, especially for viruses. You know, when there's a measles outbreak in third world countries, the World Health Organization sends vitamin A. Again, I'm not a big believer in single individual supplements. Supplements need to be taken as a team. No matter how good your team is, if you're playing baseball and you don't have a third baseman, you could have the best eight players in the world, but if you don't have a third baseman, you're not going to win a lot of games. Likewise, you can have all kinds of great supplements, but if you're missing one, you're not going to have a full team. You're not going to be able to leverage the power of nutrition, and you're not going to be able to leverage the power of individual nutrients as effectively. Somebody asked me, Instagram post yesterday, is vitamin C the best antioxidant? And I thought, you know, yeah and no. It's probably the most multifunctional antioxidant, but vitamin C needs vitamin E, and vitamin E needs selenium, and they all need alpha-lipoic acid, and they all go together as a team. Nonetheless, according to this article, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and elderberry, which is a herbal supplement, were considered the most positively affected, at least in terms of sales, by this coronavirus, as vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and elderberry. All right, yesterday we talked about a little bit about questioning things. I'm always talking about questioning things, actually, but a good scientist always questions. You do a hypothesis, you test it out, you see how it works, and then you fine-tune it, and then you see how it works. This is the scientific method. Always question, always fine-tune. Never accept anything just because you're told. Never accept anything because you just see some numbers or some statistics or some studies. Always ask questions, which is why I always say if you're sick, go to a biochemist, not a doctor. Doctors don't ask questions. Biochemists do. Doctors go by symptoms, and they look in the book, and they see what your symptoms are, and they give you a medicine. That's what doctoring is. I shouldn't say that. That's what doctoring has become. It doesn't have to be that. You can have forensic medicine. Forensic medicine, not criminally forensic medicine, but forensic medicine where you actually treat your symptom as if it was a murderer or a criminal. And you look for clues. You try to find who the criminal is by looking for clues. Clues are symptoms. Symptoms should be treated as clues. Symptoms are not what you treat. They should be regarded as clues. Always ask questions. And one of the big questions that we're starting to ask here with this coronavirus thing is this idea of how do we know? This is a very important question, okay? And you never hear this asked. How do we know that the symptoms are tied into this mysterious thing called a coronavirus? Now, that's not an easy question. How do you know? Has anybody ever asked that when you hear these breathless news anchors it makes me so angry when I think about these people, just repeating statistics to stimulate whatever, to sell advertising, oblivious to what they're causing, possibly, or maybe they even think they're doing a good job. I don't know. But do they ever ask questions? Do they ever ask, how do we know that the symptoms are caused by a specific infection? This is not an easy question to ask. There's a guy named Robert Koch who lived in the 1890s. I think it was the 1890s, late 1800s. And he came up with something called Koch's postulates, which is basically how you can connect a specific infection, or a specific microbe, I should say, to a specific disease. He came up with four ways to do it. And this was in the 1880s. Koch's postulates. Have you ever heard of Koch's postulates? Has any news anchors you've heard, local or Fox News or MSNBC, have they ever told you about Koch's postulates? This is all based on something called epistemology. Epistemology is how you know things. It's the science of how you know things. It's a really important thing to consider if you're going to start to change your behaviors based on what you're being told. How do we know things? That's called epistemology. I'll talk about Koch's postulates when we come back from our break.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Ben Tershin coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about meditation and how you can use meditation for secular calming. It's obviously meditation's got a spiritual connotation, but it doesn't have to be. It can be just used for calming down. When you focus on that still small point, your body tends to slow down, your blood pressure tends to drop, you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, you go into healing. When you worry about the coronavirus, the opposite happens. And by the way, if you're interested in starting a longevity business, there's no better time than now. From the journal Nutritional Outlook, quote, "It's no surprise to imagine that in this time of social distancing, online supplement sales will further skyrocket. Compared to the last recession, online sales will be even more robust and, check this out, could be further extended via subscription ordering," unquote. That says longevity business opportunity to me. And this is a perfect time to start a longevity business, to start a home-based business where you sell nutritional supplements from your home. You can do Zoom calls and all kinds of, there's all kinds of options now. Streaming options, YouTube streaming, Restream.com. There's so many ways that we can communicate with each other via the internet and share information. And this is a golden opportunity for those of you who have a little spark, who want to make a difference in the world, who want to change the world and change your personal life in a positive way. This is a golden opportunity to start a longevity business. Call 866-735-2470 for more info. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. So, this is a time for asking questions. Don't watch the news. That's my advice to you. Don't watch the news. Or you don't need to know how many people died. 10,000 people died, the latest number. Please. This is so crazy to me. 10,000 people died and everybody's infected. Everybody's infected because everybody has the genetic material. Nobody has ever seen the coronavirus. I talked to a friend yesterday. He says, we've seen it. I've seen pictures of it. It's got little spikes on it. Everybody knows what it looks like. No, we don't know what it looks like. We know what the class of coronavirus looks like. This is the kind of lunacy that's out there. Nobody knows, nobody's ever seen it. The coronavirus test doesn't test for the coronavirus. It tests for genetic material. That's not necessarily the virus. It gets even more controversial. There's a biological phenomena called exosomes. We talked about this yesterday. Exo meaning exterior, outside of. Some meaning body. An exosome is a body, a little tiny circle. Just think of it as a circle. In biology, some, S-O-M, means body. Like a liposome. Liposome is a fat body. An exosome is an exiting body. These exosomes are secreted out of cells when they're toxic. And they look like viruses. And they look like genetic material. And nobody is clear on whether these viruses, so-called genetic material, are really exosomes or not. I'm not saying they are, and I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying you gotta question things. The news doesn't question. Statistics don't question. If you're wearing a mask when you go to the store, you have not questioned. Or if you have questioned, you come up with the wrong answer. The way to protect yourself from the coronavirus, if it is a coronavirus, and I don't know, is to strengthen your body, not to wear a mask. Koch's postulates. In 1884, this guy Robert Koch, he was a biologist, I think he's a biologist, or he was a biochemist of some kind. He was saying cholera and tuberculosis. Those were the coronaviruses of the day, and they were a lot worse than coronavirus. Cholera came from water. Tuberculosis came from some weird critter that was in your lungs. And he came up with four ways of determining whether a specific agent is the cause of a specific symptom. It's not cut and dry, people. It's not cut and dry that specific symptoms are caused by are caused by a specific agent, a specific microbe. That is not a cut and dry answer. Nobody's asking that question because we don't ask questions as human beings. Present company excluded, because if you're listening to this program, you definitely ask questions. Present company excluded, we don't ask questions. Human beings don't ask questions. We do as we're told. We do what authorities tell us. We don't bother to study. We do because we're too silly. We're too dumb. We don't know. This is what we're thinking. It's not true. But we've developed something called learned helplessness around science. We don't know. We give up. It's like with the, when they train elephants. They take an elephant, they tie it, when it's a baby elephant, they tie it to a tree stump, and they keep it tied to a tree stump, and when it gets old, when it gets bigger, it doesn't even bother to pull itself out of the pull the tree stump out because it knows it can't do it, because it's been developed helplessness. Of course, it could easily pull a tree stump out. Do the same thing with flies. You put flies in a jar, put the top on the jar, they bounce up against the top, and then eventually they learn not to go to the top. Fish do it in aquariums. There's all kinds of examples of this idea of learned helplessness, where we just learn we're stupid. We learn we don't know science. We learn we can't read. We learn that we can't understand these concepts. It's not true. We're fully capable of understanding these concepts. So, again, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but tell, you know, we could all be inspirations to other people who aren't listening to this program. We all have people in our lives to at least give them a stimulus or at least put it in their heads to ask questions. So Koch's postulates from 140 years ago almost. Number one, the microorganism must be found in abundance in all organisms suffering from the disease, but should not be found in healthy organisms. Let me repeat that. The microorganism must be found in abundance in all organisms suffering from the disease, but should not be found in healthy organisms. That's right away we don't have that. Because everybody's got this, or a lot of people have this genetic material. This genetic material is not just found in sufferers of COVID. It's found in everybody. And now they have this thing, oh, well, you're asymptomatic. Oh, well, you have it, but you don't have any symptoms. It's just something that we all have. It doesn't mean you're infected. It means that you have this genetic material in your body. Period. It's not a virus. It's genetic material that is supposedly associated with the virus. Number two. The microorganism must be isolated from a diseased organism and grown in pure culture. Not happening. It did not happen. They haven't even seen the microorganism, the virus. They've just seen the genetic material. Three, the cultured organism should cause the disease when introduced into a healthy organism. It doesn't happen that way because most people are asymptomatic. It's just genetic material. It's just a piece of genetic material. It's not the virus. It's a piece of the, supposedly, a piece of the virus. And number four, the microorganism must be re-isolated from the person who got sick in number three and then identified as being exactly the same as the so-called causative agent. None of these postulates are being met. Right off the top. Now, you're not going to know this if you don't ask questions. And who's asking questions? Who have you heard out there asking? How do we know that the specific thing called the coronavirus is causing these symptoms? How do we know? I haven't even gotten to the deaths part. How do we know that the people who die from the coronavirus? That's a whole other issue. The point I'm making, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying I know. I'm saying we have to ask questions. We have to be critical thinkers. You always, always, always want to be critical thinkers. And if you take to heart what I said at the beginning of the program, how this is an opportunity to jump through hurdles, to get good at jumping through hurdles, this is an opportunity for us all to develop the skill of critical thinking, which is the most important skill a human being can develop, which is really, critical thinking is what really separates human beings from animals, from so-called lower animals, if you believe that they're lower, from other animals. We have the ability to think about thinking. Not just to think, but to think about thinking. I have Pharmacist Ben, got Ben Tershin coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting a control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks. We've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, you'll find longevity products and the longevity business opportunity at brightsideben.com. Also videos, news stories, blog posts, lots of good health information at pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We have our moments of truth up at criticalhealthnews.com, also on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. And don't forget to check out our skin health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I am super excited to have our next guest on. I've been talking to Ben now for probably pushing a year, I guess. I first ran into his work randomly on the internet. I'm always looking for good meditation styles and techniques and ideas. I've been meditating myself for decades, and I consider it to be, as a pharmacist, I'm telling you this, meditation is the best medication. And I was reading an article from our guest, Ben Tershin, who said, in the article, said, meditation, if Ben Tershin had his way, meditation would be just as vital to your daily routine as brushing your teeth. And I could not possibly agree with that statement more. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Ben Tershin. Hello there, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And you have so many good things to say. One of the things that caught my attention is this idea that meditation is making a difference. Tell me what that means to you and how we can use that idea in this crazy, chaotic time that we're, historical time period that we're in.
So, you know, meditation makes a difference at all times, but especially during a global pandemic crisis. You know, we're faced with this infectious disease that's really affecting everyone, everywhere. And the ironic thing about it is the concern about the disease, the worry, the anxiety, the stress that it's causing actually makes you more susceptible to it.
You're talking about like a mind virus you're talking about.
Well, no, physically. So most people are unaware of this connection between stress and immunity. And what happens when we're anxious, when we're nervous, when we're tense, when we're feeling overwhelmed, your immune function is impaired by that. And really, meditation is so important now because it helps you actually worry less about this. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not concerned about it. I don't want to belittle what's going on in the world. It's a very serious thing. But you can be concerned without worrying. You can be prepared without panicking. And that's what meditation provides. And in doing that, your immune system actually can function the way it's designed to function, where it's not being impaired by stress.
So you're talking about meditation as a way to handle stress. And today, we just have more stresses, but it's always a way to handle stress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, stress is really the body's response to feeling overwhelmed by a demand. And so we have a certain capacity to be adaptable to demands. And once we reach that capacity, we start feeling overwhelmed. You know, there's that old expression that everyone's heard, the straw that broke the camel's back. It describes this very accurately. You know, we can only take so much, and then even that small thing can kind of push us over the edge. So what we're facing now with a global pandemic is a huge change in expectation of what our reality is. You know, at the beginning of February or even towards the end of February, people weren't expecting to be home for months on end, you know, and having their kids be home with them and be limited in terms of what kind of supplies they can get and things they can do. And, you know, this is a huge change of expectation. And changes of expectation are demands in them of themselves. And so, you know,
because
if you're
we don't like change, basically. Human beings equate change with a threat of some kind.
Absolutely. You know, we want to maintain the status quo. We want to maintain a certain sense of balance. And when demands throw off that balance, there's a response that happens. We get overwhelmed by that.
So how does meditation create stability in a tidal ocean of change? How is meditation create a sort of things are the same? Is that what's happening? We're returning to center?
I believe so. I think, you know, meditation does a number of things. And the thing about meditation that I always want people to understand is that meditation is design specific. There are so many different types and approaches to meditation out there. So they're not all the same. You know, it's almost like flavors of ice cream. You know, they may look similar, but you can have two very different experiences. And based on those experiences, there's a whole set of results and benefits attached to whatever it is that you did. And sometimes those results and benefits can overlap, but sometimes they're pretty separate. And so You know, I take a very specific approach to meditation. I teach something that I call access meditation. I love that word to describe it because it's very accessible, it's easy to learn, it's easy to do, it's easy to benefit from. But what access meditation does is it de-excites your mind and it puts your body into a very deep state of rest and relaxation. And so what this does is it's the exact opposite experience of when we're feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, your listeners know, like everyone else, that the body will, and the mind will adapt to these repeated experiences. And if you're constantly exposed to things that overwhelm, your physiology gets overwhelmed. And then when you do something like meditate, and especially the way that I teach it, you're actually having a very underwhelming experience. That de-excited mind, the body in a very deep state of rest, it's underwhelming. It's very low demand for your mind and body to have it, but it's really the opposite experience of being overwhelmed. So that's how it brings us back to this place. And specifically, the type of meditation I teach allows you to access some stillness and some quietness in your mind, despite what's happening in the world around you. And that is really the way to get back to center. That is really the way to find that stability. Because when the mind experiences the stillness and the quietness, for a moment, however long that moment lasts, the outside world and all the turbulence of it fades away. And so you come out of that experience and you feel more calm and relaxed. You feel incredibly well rested, but you also feel more secure.
What's the difference between relaxation and meditation?
So it really depends on the type of meditation that you're doing. Some meditation techniques are not relaxing at all. You know, if you're meditating and the idea is to really intensely focus on something, there's a lot of mental activity there, and that can cause the mind to be very active, hyperactive even, and your body's not going to get into a state of relaxation. But then there's other types of meditation that induce a state of rest and relaxation. So it really depends on the type of meditation that you do. And there's, as I mentioned before, there's just so many different types of meditation. There's meditation that involves visualization, where you're trying to create some mental imagery, and that might be relaxing. It might not. I've worked with some really high-level athletes who a big part of their training is visualization, and most of what they visualize is not good, successful outcomes. It's actually being in these high-stress environments, and they start to feel physically stressed as they're doing this visualization, but it's to condition them for those high-pressure moments.
Hey, Ben, hang on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're talking to Ben Churchin. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Ben Tershin about meditation. Ben, before you went, we went to break, you were talking about visualization and athletes. And I notice, I keep reading about professional football teams and professional basketball teams, Phil Jackson famously, leveraging the power of meditation or visualization. Is that really the same thing that you're talking about when you're talking about meditation?
Well, it depends. Some people consider visualization a form of meditation, and with that, it can be incredibly relaxing, or it could actually be stress provoking, depending on the purpose of the visualization. So it's really, you know, purpose dependent.
Okay, so you have different access. You call it access meditation. I love that you call it that. That's really what caught my attention, was this idea of access. But you talk about like sub forms of it, like accessing calm, accessing stillness. Tell us exactly what you mean by calm, and tell us exactly what you mean by stillness.
Sure. So access meditation is this approach to meditation I developed that's systematic, and there's two separate techniques. We have access calm, which is a breathing technique, and access stillness, which is a mental technique. And we use these two techniques together, not in combination, but rather in sequence, to produce this very specific experience where the mind de-excites and the body goes into a very deep state of rest and relaxation. It's similar to being on the massage table, where you just get so relaxed that you forget that you're having a massage. You don't fall asleep, but you just, the mind de-excites to the point where you forget that it's even happening. And it's incredibly restful because it's so relaxing, where you do this for about 20 minutes and you come out, you feel like you've been asleep for an hour or two in terms of the restfulness that it provides. But most importantly, the sequence, the reason that we use two separate techniques is because of the way the mind and body are connected. So everyone knows when you're feeling a certain way physically, maybe you didn't get enough sleep, or maybe you're battling an illness, or you're recovering from a surgery, that can affect your mental and emotional state. So the state of the body can impact the state of the mind. But vice versa, you could be, you know, incredibly healthy, had a great night of sleep, really well rested, something happens that affects your mental, emotional state, and all of a sudden your body doesn't feel very good. So the body can impact the mind, and the mind can impact the body. So use these two techniques. And the breathing technique is what I refer to as a bottom-up methodology. This is where the primary impact of the technique itself is on the physical body and the secondary impacts on the mind. And what we do is we breathe in such a specific way. And this is not mindfulness. It's not actually about paying attention to your breath. We control our breath in a very mechanical way that instantly turns on what's known as the parasympathetic response, which is this response in your autonomic nervous system that induces this state of relaxation. It's also called the relaxation response or the stay and play response or the rest and digest response. And you can turn that on with your breathing. Breathing's remarkable because you don't have to think about it all day. You take anywhere from 23 to 25,000 breaths, but at any moment in time, you can change your breathing. And your autonomic nervous system takes a look at your breathing all the time as a signal of whether you're safe or whether you're in danger. And so we turn on a very powerful signal using the breath to get the autonomic nervous system to turn on this relaxation response. It's almost like, think about your nervous system like the thermostat in your home, and what we're doing here is we're actually manipulating the room temperature with our breathing because we're changing our breathing. So, you know, just like the thermostat in your home, in the summertime when the air conditioning's on, when it gets too warm in the room, the air conditioning turns on and it cools it off. And in the winter, it's the opposite. When it gets too cold in the room, the heat comes on, it turns on, it warms up the room. So what we're doing with our breath is we're not actually changing the thermostat. What we're doing is we're getting the thermostat to respond by changing the conditions. And we're using the breath to do that. So that's the Axis Calm technique. And we call it Axis Calm because it calms you down. Literally, sometimes within a few seconds, it begins to work. And it's something that we use really in three different contexts. We use it in moments of acute stress. So anytime you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, nervous, tense, you can use this breathing technique. It's very discreet. You could literally be using this in conversation with someone else as long as you're not the one talking, and you know they wouldn't know that you're doing it while you're listening. So it's a very discreet thing. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to lie down. You don't have to sit down. You could literally be doing it standing up with your eyes open, and it still works. And so we use it in these moments of acute stress to calm us down. We also use it to help us fall asleep at night. Sometimes, you know, the mind's just kind of overactive, and so it's hard to control your mind in these moments of acute stress or when you're trying to fall asleep, but it's relatively easy to control your body. So we do this breathing technique to induce sleep, and you just do it till you fall asleep. And I've had some students say that it works better than Ambien, you know.
No side effects.
No side effects. I was an Ambien, I was prescribed Ambien for years as an insomniac, and meditation literally cured my insomnia in 2 days. And I don't use that word cure lightly. I mean, it really, I got off my Ambien. I was chemically dependent for sleep for years and years and years. I used to be an attorney in New York City and worked in one of these, you know, big international law offices in the corporate department with just tons of stress. And, you know, my anxiety was out of control. So Ambien wasn't the only thing I was taking. I was a walking pharmacy back then.
Wow.
And, you know, very, very happy that meditation made such a difference that eventually I got off of all my medication.
Meditation is medication. That's what we always say here. Meditation is medication. That's awesome. Now, this is the Axis. What's really cool to me about this Axis, and I love the word Axis, Axis Stillness and Axis Calm, is this idea that you can do it when you're talking to somebody or when you're in traffic or when you're in line at the bank. I mean, it's not like a lot of people have this misguided idea that meditation is sitting on a cushion and having the, you know, the New Age music or whatever. There has to be like a ritual. Not that there's anything wrong with that, by the way, but there has to be a ritual and there has to be some kind of, there have to be props associated with it. But you're saying you can do this anytime. You can live meditatively, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, you can do this Axis Calm breathing technique anytime, anywhere. It's very portable. The Axis Stillness technique, which is the mental technique, which I often refer to that as the meditation, and that the Axis Stillness technique is less portable. You need to be doing it seated with your back supported, and you sit very comfortably doing it, and you close your eyes. So that's less portable. And the way these two things work together is we use the breathing technique, the Axis Calm, for a few minutes, 3 to 5 minutes prior to the meditation. And what that does is it just sets up a much more profound meditation experience. It's like, you know, take meditation by itself as diving into the swimming pool. You know, however you do it, feet first, head first, cannonball, doesn't matter. But you jump in from the edge of the pool. You know, imagine a diving platform there. where you take the same jump into the pool that you did from the edge, but now you're doing it up from the platform. And that's what that access calm breathing technique does for us. When we do it first, it brings us to this orientation for when we take that meditation dive. It's just so much more profound. And so the access stillness technique is different. It's very portable, but less so, because you need to sit down and close your eyes to do it. But what's really great about it is it allows the mind to de-excite without any focus, without any concentration, without any effort whatsoever. It's a form of mantra meditation. When most people hear that word mantra or mantra meditation, they tend to assume it's all about, like, you get this word or phrase, like an affirmation, and you chant it out loud or you focus on it silently in your mind. This is very different than that. In this form of meditation, we use a mantra that's not a word or a phrase or an affirmation, but rather it's a sound. And the sound is experienced silently in the mind with the eyes closed. So you're not saying it. You're really experiencing it silently in the mind. And through the very correct experience, it causes the mind to de-excite through these quieter states of thought and thinking until the mind reaches this very still, quiet place where there's no mantra. And for however long, there's no thought replacing the mantra. And that's that still, quiet place. That's you minus all the other thoughts there.
I love it. I call it the eye of the hurricane. And I think that's basically what you're talking about. But I see
sure.
that you can do it. You can do it when you're talking to somebody, or you can do it when you get good at it anyway. You can do it in your life. You can get to that eye of the hurricane and perceive how life is happening from that kind of stillness point, which is really cool. Hey, listen, we're out of time almost. I want people to know how they can access you for accessing stillness and accessing calmness. What can they do?
Sure. So there's a lot of access to me these days. Because of the pandemic that's happening, really my role now is to beyond what I was doing before, is to just help people the best that I can. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm hosting open live group meditations that you don't have any experience. I can't teach you the full access meditation program on those because they're an hour long, and for most of it we're meditating, but I can teach you some concepts to apply right then and there to have a very impactful meditation experience. And the way to sign up for those, you can't sign up for those on my website. You sign up for those through my Instagram. So if you go to @BenTurchinMeditation on Instagram, you can sign up for those. But then my website has a ton of information on access meditation and my courses. I have an online course. I teach both live and I have a recorded course that people can take online. And that you can find all the information on my website, BenTurchinMeditation.com, and you spell my last name, T-U-R-S-H-E-N, as in Nancy.
Hey, we're out of time. Ben, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on, BenTurchin.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to y'all later, friends. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.